who it is coming up after the Cinco.
Cinco de Tommy.
With Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
That's right.
I like it.
Sean is out, so this is Tommy Lugauer on a Cinco de Fivo or a Cinco de Tommy. And Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. And by Wendy's, try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, so this weekend marked the return of Edwin Diaz. Of course, he served that 11-game far suspension. So I'm going to give you the top five relievers in New York right now. Mm. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Clay better be number one. I'm just saying.
It's Reed Garrett. Reed Garrett is number five. The red beard, the 2.61 ERA the last month. And I love the intensity, the fieriness that he's shown over the last couple of days. He's been really good out of the bullpen.
He's been very shaky. I mean, even when he gets through innings, he's shaky as all hell. But
he does look badass. We did see him from the Cadillac Club.
But he does get through those
innings. Also did trim the red beard a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he was looking like me for a while, or I was looking like him. I've obviously gone almost completely shaven. I'm going with the stubble look right now. Reed gave it a little bit of a little trickle.
You're going full beard, dude.
No,
that's not stubble. That's a beard.
That is a beard.
Is the beard coming back?
Yeah, you grew the beard back.
I'm shaving tonight.
You better.
Number four.
Believe it or not, Michael Tonkin. I mean, he stunk. We know that with the Mets early this year, but he has
just
been
gave up a home run. When did you do this list? That was like 3 days ago.
He's been a revelation out of the pen for the Yankees. Tonkin's been good.
I mean, he did give up a home run last night to Tiki's point, but overall, I think his ERA with the Yankees is like 1.4, 1.5.
It's been excellent.
It's been insane. It was like a 7 with the Mets.
Number three,
Luke Weaver. I mean, he's been. I think he's been an all star. That's how well he's pitched.
Weaver's been tremendous, but this list is it's feeling faulty.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's feeling, I'll let you keep going. Weaver's been great. No issue with him, but keep going.
Number two will tell us if he's being true.
Okay.
Number two.
Daniel Nunez. Oh. The eighth inning setup guy, the bridge.
I tell you, despite what happened the other day, I may put Daniel Nunez number one. That's how good he's been. I had a big issue with Mendy taking him out. Big issue.
Yeah, I was going to say, despite what happened, Mendy took him out.
Well, despite what happened in that, he put a couple of guys on base and he wasn't allowed to finish his story. Mm. And instead, he went with Edwin Diaz. He still gets charged with the two runs. But Nunez got that monstrous strikeout on Brian Reynolds, had the balls to throw that slider. Like, I don't know, man. I'd put him number one, but who do you have as number one?
Number one.
It's Edwin Diaz.
Oh, you're nuts.
After being embarrassed by Rob Manfred, by Major League Baseball, it's still Edwin Diaz, the head of the table, elite dominant closer. He's number one on this list. And even for the haters that say, well, Edwin Diaz, you know what he, you know why he's the best? Because he gets a reaction on both sides. And if you want to be the best, you get a reaction.
That's fine.
How many of those guys are all-stars?
Yeah, exactly. You left the one reliever who's an all-star off the list.
Who's that?
Clay Holmes.
Oh, get the hell out of here. He's had a 9 ERA the last month. He wet the bed on Friday night. Clay Holmes has stunk the last month.
You can't put Michael Tonkin ahead of Clay Holmes?
Ask any Yankee fan right now. I guarantee you they would have more confidence in Michael Tonkin.
I'd rather have Michael Tonkin as my closer.
And Weaver.
No. Those are called 3 a.m. phone calls to Big Mac that he hangs up on.
Hold on a second.
I'd rather have Tonkin as my closer than Clay Holmes, all-star?
Evan, have you not championed, and I have as well, for Heel to go to the bullpen?
Well, I've talked about it a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
So he
what does that have to do with anything?
He should be the closer. The reason you say that is because Holmes stinks.
Look, there may be a road relatively soon where Luis Gil is a big factor out of the Yankee bullpen. We are not down that road quite yet, but we may get to that road. But you can't leave Clay Holmes off the top five. You can't put Reed Garrett over Clay Holmes.
Again, it was...
You can't put Michael Tonkin over... You can... The only guys you can put over Clay Holmes. I'll give you Diaz based on the whole story. I will. Despite his struggles this year, because he is Edwin Diaz, fine. And I'll even give you my boy, Daniel Nunez. You can't put anybody else ahead of him.
Weaver has been there. He's been their best reliever all season. He's been their best reliever.
No, he's had a very good season.
He's been awesome. By the way,
he's in less pressure situations.
No, but hold on a second. If I told you back in March that a decision made by Aaron Boone to not bring in Luke Weaver would have people calling for Aaron Boone's job,
look,
he also
gave up a home run yesterday to Rafaela.
No, but he's been great, though. I think he's been their best reliever.
Look, I love you.
Statistically,
a bad list.
You're right.
What does it say right now? The top five relievers in New York right now. Currently, what have you done for me lately? You're only as good as your last envelope on
Tommy,
The Sopranos.
Tommy.
Holmes is stopped.
Tommy, you're a diehard Met fan, right? Mm.
Yes.
Brian Cashman calls you up.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm feeling frisky right now. I have a thing for redheads, all right? I will give you Clay Holmes for Reed Garrett. You would drive Reed Garrett to the Bronx.
I would not.
Oh, stop.
I would not.
Get the hell out of here.
Because Reed Garrett has stones.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.